Hello, my name is Shay. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Hello, are you calling to find an assessment site near you?
Yes. I've got an unusual situation. It's dealing with my boyfriend. He is actually, okay, we both are working in South Carolina, but he recently, because of the coronavirus, lost his job. So he has moved back to his parents' home there in Alabama, at Fairhope, Alabama. So I noticed on your site, because he's working all the time, so I noticed that there are three different places that you could start getting your vaccinations. And so my question before anything else is, even though he has a license in South Carolina, but now he's living in Alabama, that's his hometown. I mean, that's where his family is. Does he need to be in South Carolina to get the vaccination, or can he get it right there in Alabama?
He can get it here in Alabama, or he can either get it in South Carolina. It's all up to him, the way he wants to get the vaccine.
Well, I know that, like, my family, I live in North Carolina, and I had to bring in my license to prove, of course, you know. But now that everything's opened up, what proof of identity do I need to bring, or does he need to bring? Does he need to bring a bill? Or I think, he's actually bought some property right there in Alabama in Fairhope. And so does he need to bring that in, or how does he prove that he's in Alabama?
It doesn't show on his license.
He moved to South Carolina and worked there for the last maybe a year or two, because he used to live in the coastal areas right there, Gulf Shores. And then about 2 years ago, he ended up moving to South Carolina because his buddy had a business, and so there he ended up working. But because of Corona, it all dried up. So then he had to go back home and work for his stepdad. So what does he need? So technically, he's got a South Carolina license, driver's license. So
yes, ma'am.
Does he?
I understand what you're saying. Just a moment, okay? I'm still here, ma'am. Okay, if you hear the line go silent, I'm still here. I'm getting some information
for you.
Okay,
good. I was like, now, did my cell phone go down again? Because
I'm still here. Just a moment.
Okay. Because, I mean, each place requires different things. So I'm going, okay, he's got a South Carolina, but he's actually an Alabaman. So I'm like, what do we do? So...
Yes, ma'am. Just a moment.
Okay, good. And thank you so much for what you're doing. You're just awesome. I know you're fielding calls from all of us, but just thank you, thank you.
You're
for
so
being
welcome.
Part of just the recovery of this country. Thank God.
Welcome.
I mean, Oh, my goodness. Hello?
I'm still here, ma'am. Just a moment.
Okay, good, good, good. I was like, well, maybe I did lose you.
Yes, ma'am, if the line goes silent, I'm still here.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what to do because, you know, of course, she's got the South Carolina license, but is now living in Alabama, so...
I'm trying to find it out now at the moment.
Okay, because I looked on the website and I'm like, what do you do in that situation? I'm like, I couldn't find anything, so that's why I decided to call. Well, I don't know if his passport's up to date. I have a good idea. The forms of ID. I guess he could bring his birth certificate. I don't know. What do you do? Plus, South Carolina, it's been terrible trying to get in. So I'm just going. And, of course, he has to drive, like, 10 hours. That's going to be just crazy.
I went on a response. Just a moment. still want a response, ma'am. Just a moment.
Okay, that's fine. I'll be patient. Don't worry.
I'm getting a response right now. She's responding to me right now. Just a moment, okay?
Oh, good, good. Thank you so much. I knew this would be a little complicated. I'm glad I called because I'm like, I don't see anything that's going to tell me what to do about this.
Yes, ma'am, because we're the testing site, the testing center, so we're not really sure about the certification part.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. I wrote down two different numbers. I didn't know, but I didn't think a scheduling person could tell me what to do. Because I'm like,
yes, ma'am. No, ma'am, we just scheduled them. You know, we just scheduled them. But we're not sure of the identification part, but she's letting me know now. So just a moment.
Thank you so much for doing that extra step.
You're welcome.
I read through a lot of stuff, and I'm going, this is like a unique situation. So, I mean, I know there's other people in this situation, but I didn't see it on your site. So I'm like, I need to talk to somebody. I like talking to somebody anyway. I don't like dealing with machines or computers. So thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so yes, ma'am. He can show his ID and everything should be fine. As long as he has his identification, he's fine. They're not going to refuse him the shot because it says he's from South Carolina. Yes.
Okay. All right. I didn't know how strict Alabama was. So I'm like,
yes,
I don't know. In North Carolina, we've got to show our license. Like, are you this person? But so
yes.
So he doesn't need to worry about bringing in like a proof? Like,
no,
yeah,
ma'am,
just
show his identification. Mm-hmm. And he's fine. He doesn't have to worry about anything else.
All right. Okay. Is there a way you could send that to me through email? Like that just, I'd like to have, you know.
Yes, we're not allowed to send out emails.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
We don't have the option to do so.
Doggone it. Okay. But you're saying that whoever you're in contact with has said, don't worry about it. Just show up and get a shot.
Just have his ID. Yes, ma'am. Just get them.
Just have his ID.
Yes.
Is there a reference number to this call or something? Because
no.
I don't want us to show him to show up and be like, well, I guess they wouldn't do that.
No, ma'am. They're
they're
not going to do anything near that.
They're
just going to ask you for your ID and just give you the vaccine. They don't go to the screening measures. They just ask you for some identification to prove that your name is who you really are, and they go forward to giving you the vaccine.
Oh, I see what you're saying. They're just making sure that you're that person. Okay. Well, that's so much better because I'm like, I don't know how, because I'm thinking passport. I don't think he's been out of the country. I'm like, I guess he could bring his birth certificate, but doggone it. Okay. All right. Well, I thank you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful day. And again, thank you for all that you're doing.
And same to you, and I hope we've been able to help. And if you do need more information, you may visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov.
Okay. Well, thanks so much. All right. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.